The National Party are calling for stricter punishments for food contamination. It comes after a string of incidents both here and across the ditch involving, for example, needles being put into strawberries. MP Nathan Guy has proposed a members' bill that would see prison sentences for food saboteurs increased up to 14 years and says it's because New Zealand's economy and reputation rests so highly on our food production. I spoke with Nathan Guy this morning and started by asking him to explain his bill.
So what's happened over the recent months is we've had several scares of idiots putting needles into strawberries and in one case capsicums. In Australia, which is where the issue first came about, the government over there changed the law, introduced tougher penalties, a sentence up to 15 years imprisonment. Industry wrote to the New Zealand government and to the Minister, Damien O'Connor, and said, come on, we need to have tougher penalties here to try and deter these idiots doing the things that they have been doing. And the Minister and the government said, no, our laws are fine. So I've been working with industry over the last few months and now have a bill ready to go in the ballot next month, and I'm hoping it'll be drawn and get widespread support across the whole of the Parliament, which indeed it should get. What it intends on doing is increasing the penalties for those who are tampering with our food products here in New Zealand, and also those that may choose to create a hoax. So it's a good bill, worthy of further debate and discussion. And I'm just disappointed that the government hasn't chosen to do anything at this point.
So where do our penalties stand at the moment? Why is it necessary to make them harsher?
Well, currently our penalties are 10 years, so this will increase it to 14 years. We couldn't go to 15 because of our statute books, but our laws are currently at 14 and 20-year periods. Also, it creates a new provision for those, as I mentioned, who are creating a hoax event, and it strengthens up some other areas as well. So it's very important when you consider the economic impact of idiotic behaviour and what it can do to the New Zealand economy, or indeed industry like the strawberries. The strawberry industry in New Zealand is really important. It's not big, but an event like food tampering or sabotage could effectively put that industry on its knees.
14 years is quite a hefty amount of time. Do you think it's proportionate? Why 14 years? Why is that a reasonable amount of time for someone to spend in prison?
It lines up with piracy and espionage and those sort of things, and I consider that food tampering is on that sort of level. Effectively, it could cause a massive impact on the New Zealand economy. It also affects New Zealand's reputation as a safe producer of fine quality food that we export around the world. And we don't want to be ridiculed for having a softer law than what Australia's now got.
Yeah, so I was going to mention that. How does this put us in line with the rest of the world? Would that be what we'd expect to see in other countries?
Certainly would line us up with Australia. I haven't done any research on what happens around the world, but when this food tampering came to light in Australia, they moved very quickly and tougher penalties and changed the law. The New Zealand government has chosen to do nothing.
And why is that? Why do we think the government's being so relaxed about the issue?
Well, I think the minister probably hasn't delved into it enough, and his officials are telling him that the law is currently fine. And what's happened in recent times has proven that we need to certainly modernise our law, because unfortunately I think we're going to see more of these events in the future. But this bill that I'm proposing will help deter idiotic behaviour.
And you've had a lot of support come out from industry groups, Retail NZ, Horticulture NZ and the like. Is that something that you were expecting when you put this bill together?
Industry came to see me about it, but I didn't realise there was such widespread support. And talking to members of the public yesterday, when I was standing in New World at Tafers there in Wellington, a huge amount of people saying, yeah, we should be tougher on these people that are even considering food tampering. Some idiots want their couple of minutes in the sun with the media. They don't realise the implications that they could cause to the New Zealand economy and to industries such as the strawberry industry.